Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Total Wireless has made the totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Your coworkers might annoy you, but we promise we won't. Download the free Odyssey app and you can listen to us at work while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Tune in late, you can rewind your favorite live shows to catch what you missed. And with chapters, easily jump to the topics that you care about most, like the latest updates from your team. Your sports talk, your way. The Odyssey app. Download it today.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, and increase in organic search visibility and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local PF Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. PF Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
God, I love that drop. Joe Lacob. Spadoni in for Bonte Hill. He's on assignment alongside Joe Shasky. I never know what that means. I just like saying it. They're on assignment. No, we know where he is. He's out. He's on East Coast. Hey, hanging out, man. Well, now we have to pick up all the drama that's happening this morning. Trent Williams reporting, Jeremy Fowler, ESPN reporting that Trent Williams, you know, all-pro left tackle, best in the game, future Hall of Famer. He's holding out right now, and it could bleed into the regular season.
I mean, this is a man who sat out an entire year. It was a variety of things. Like, clearly, he wanted to get paid.
2019, back with Washington.
Yeah, he was protesting the situation in Washington.
Dan Snyder is not Jed York. Different people, different stuff.
He also had a health scare.
He did.
There was a variety of things that were different then. Look, could he miss a game? Of course he could.
Yes.
You know, like, this guy wants to get his money and whatnot. I just don't think it's going to happen in this situation, given that I think both parties understand the sense of urgency involved.
I think he's just chilling. I think he does not care at all if he misses one game or two games. I truly believe that. Trent Williams is, again, I'm just going to keep saying this. His mindset is not the same for everyone else. It's not Brandon Ayuk's mindset. It's not Deebo Samuel's. It's not George Kittle's. He is fine waiting and waiting and waiting.
But I don't think
much like Hassan Reddick is doing the same thing right now. He is in no mood like to just give in. Like, he doesn't do that. He's not that kind of player.
But when he was a free agent, he was about on the doorstep of the Kansas City Chiefs. Kyle had to intervene and basically say, "Hey guys, we can't let this guy go." So I think Kyle's probably sitting there. Kyle runs the team, right? Jed and his family, they are the, you know, how do I put this? They're like the CEOs or whatever, but like running the day-to-day operations of the team, it's Kyle Shanahan.
I thought it was Parag.
Well, Parag does a specific job. He negotiates. And right. I think when push comes to shove, you know, Kyle could kick the door in and be like, get this done. And I really, truly believe that Kyle's going to find a way to get this done. I do.
All right, so we got this little nugget, and shout out Matt Nahegan, who's doing a hell of a job behind the glass, helping out Carter. No Sam, no Bonte, no problem. Under the new CBA, holding out is virtually impossible. Players are fined $50,000 each day they miss, and those fines can't be waived off. Also, the player will lose an accrued season toward free agency by failing to show up for camp or by leaving camp for more than 5 days. Now, this is something that's relatively new from the Players Association and the CBA when they collectively bargained that. I think that was last year, Matt, correct? Yes. So I still don't think Trent cares about any of that.
Do you know how much he's been fined thus far? I found that. I got that. It's over $2.5 million.
He's still chilling.
It might be closer to $3.5 million now that he's missed another game check.
And what is his, as I pull it up on SpotCheck right now?
Because they dock you a game check even in preseason if you miss, if you're holding out and you miss a preseason game, they dock you a regular paycheck.
And his career earnings summary.
$149 million.
I know it's not.
I've been on this.
Listen, I'm just saying, don't let this guy, you know, start to just feel himself and be like, you know what? Fine. You guys don't think I'm worth it? Let's see what happens. They are playing with fire with the Trent Williams thing. The Ayuk thing, it is what it is. I don't know. You should be concerned about Trent Williams, though. If I'm John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, Parag, that.
Forget them. Purdy. If I'm Brock Purdy, I'm sitting here.
Does he have that cachet already, Brock Purdy, to say, you guys got to go get this done?
No. What I'm saying is, if I'm the quarterback of the team, right, and I'm like guys, you're going to make me the highest paid 49er of all time.
Yeah.
Right? The second I get, right now it's Nick Bosa, but the second that I get my contract, I'm going to be the highest paid 49er of all time. It's the most important position in sports. And if I drop back 12 times in this game and I was pressured 9 of those 12 times and I got hit 6 different times in a preseason game, what do you think it looks like when there's actual number ones on both sides going up against each other?
Not great.
And so for my own longevity, for my own effectiveness throughout the season and for the team, everyone knows they got to get this done. And I think that they will.
888-957-9570 is the number. God, just, can we have a normal offseason for the San Francisco 49ers? I don't feel like we've ever had a normal offseason with the San Francisco 49ers. Last year, it was, oh, the elbow with Brock Purdy. Oh, Trey Lance. Oh, but Sam Darnold. And then this year, it's like, oh, wow, we have no quarterback controversy. Ah, oh, but Brandon Ayuk is holding out. And after the season's over, hey, you know what? We might be back in Vegas. Who knows? Maybe we want to stay here. I'm not sure if we're going back to Santa Clara. Oh, now Trent Williams is holding out. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's awesome. And then, it just,
is this the price you pay for being really good year after year?
I guess, but I feel like
it's got a Laker-like quality to it, doesn't it?
It does, but like the Lakers won, right? Like you win a Super Bowl. Then.
I hate you. But, you won a Mickey Mouse ring in the
God,
bubble.
Okay, no, but
come on.
No, but it was the rafters still look the same. They just all the different banners. It doesn't matter. But
I hate you.
But you win. And then that stuff is fine, right? When you lose, like, this sucks. Like, this is, like, what happens, and this is the risks of getting all the way to the mountaintop, but falling down and not being able to climb back and get to that point again and then falling down. Like, sooner or later, the chickens are going to come home to roost, and this thing can't last forever. Now, you struck lightning in a bottle once, getting Jimmy Garoppolo all the way to the Super Bowl. This isn't lightning in a ball with Brock Purdy, though. Like, this looks sustainable. I do feel good in this sense still, because I keep going back to the head coach and the quarterback combination, Joe Shasky. Like, that is so important, and I don't think is discussed enough, because I do think there is a rift with Niners fans and their trust in Kyle Shanahan with the quarterback position that some fans just don't think that he could ever trust. Kind of like how John Gruden, because he is a Gruden disciple, McVay, Gruden, all those, and McVay, Chris Sims was obviously there, and then obviously Kyle Shanahan. Like, Gruden never trusted a quarterback fully. I feel like we're getting close to Shanahan trusting Brock Purdy. Am I wrong in that?
You know what's funny is people say that a lot. Neither did Don Shula. Neither did, remember, he went back and forth on quarterbacks early in his career with the Baltimore Colts. Neither did Tom Landry when he was playing two quarterbacks simultaneously. Bill Walsh was never sold on Joe Montana, even after he won the Super Bowl, trying to trade him for John Elway, trading for Steve Young. Like, you're not wrong. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I'm saying that kind of like, oh, I'm never in love. I'm always looking for marginal upgrades. I could say that about 7 of the top 15 coaches of all time. Easy.
Yes, but even all those top coaches had a guy for a long time, right?
No, they did.
Like you look at like Chuck Knoll and who's my guy? I can't even think of Fox pregame. I can't think of his name.
Terry Bradshaw.
Thank you. They did not have a great relationship.
No.
At all. Early on, especially. Hell, I remember a story. Al Davis was talking to that guy. But they were talking and he was saying like, I'm pulling to him at ideas on Fox because he forgets all of his names all the time. Anyways, now I'm doing the same thing. I'm forgetting his own name. But Al Davis was talking to him. He's like, yeah, man, like you need to stay with Chuck.
Oh,
like
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw. Like you need to stay with him. Yeah, Terry. I can't think of the guy's name. I am pulling Terry Bradshaw on Fox. But like that stuff lingers. I'm seeing this with Purdy right now. I just see a calm and ease with Shanahan whenever he talks to the guy, wherever he speaks about him on the sidelines. Sure, he'll have a Shanahan face. I saw Matt post it last week, actually, on his feed on Twitter. He was just like, look at this face that Shanahan does with this Brock Purdy decision, stuff like that. I was like, that actually was pretty calm for Kyle Shanahan. He just looks like his dad all the time. More and more I see him, the lobster that is Mike Shanahan, he's slowly turning into him. I think that's just going to be what his face looks like.
I need him to wear those Italian sandals that everyone wears.
I need him to bring the mustache.
The
I need to bring him his mustache back is what I need. The Shanahan mustache, I was feeling it with the flow, everything. He looked like he had a little Paisan in him. I was kind of feeling it. What did you feel like overall, though, with Purdy's performance, Joe? Because you were talking about it, the hits withstanding, but just his poise in the pocket.
Purdy's fine. Purdy,
that's your main takeaway,
right?
I feel
so good about Purdy. Okay. Yeah, like, he's not going to implode. Okay, every great quarterback is going to have a 3, 4, 5 interception game, right? It just happens. Like, you fall behind, you start throwing, whatever. It's going to happen. Like, we act like the Baltimore game is who he is. It's like, no, that's just one game. You know who he is? The 30 other games that he's played where he's been freaking awesome, right? Is he Patrick Mahomes? No. Is he pretty freaking good? Yeah, he's pretty freaking good. So I feel really good. I think he's calm. I think he's gotten more cerebral. I think that his body looks 100% fine. I think that he looks as spry as ever. His arm looks as good as it's ever looked. And I see him at the line of scrimmage being able to audible into other plays. I think the dude is totally fine. I think he's awesome. I think we're going to be really good with him. And I think he's going to be a guy that you're going to pay him whatever the money is, $175 million guaranteed or whatever it is. And it's going to be a high price tag. And in 2 or 3 years, they're going to be like, yeah, but he played in 95% of the games. We win 11 games every single year. And he's Shanahan's right-hand man.
You just have the poise or you don't when it comes to the quarterback at the NFL position. He has it.
He passes
the eye test every time I see him. The pick wasn't great. That's fine. You can get away with that in the preseason. If you start doing that in the regular season, yeah, I'll be a little more concerned because you know what? One of his key attributes last year was protecting the football outside of that Monday night disaster against the Ravens on Christmas Day. But Dallas is in San Francisco. It's weird to say. Dallas is in San Francisco,
hey,
and he wants to weigh in on Brock Purdy's performance at 888-957-9570. What's going on, Dallas?
Not much. How you guys doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a Monday morning, baby.
I'm excited for Niner football.
Oh, very excited.
What you got?
I'm most excited for Puny. You know, I really like that pickup in the draft. But as far as, like, Brock's preseason, I feel like he definitely had a subpar preseason. But I think I say that with a grain of salt because I don't think a lot of the blame should be on him, especially, like I said, missing a lot of weapons and a lot of the drama of the contract situations with Trent and Brandon.
All right. Appreciate you, Dallas. That's Dallas in San Francisco, 888-957-9570. How would you grade Brock Purdy's preseason as a whole? And how do you feel about him heading into week one against the Jets, where he's going up against a guy that Niners know very well, in Aaron Rodgers? Like, that's going to be, everyone's going to be talking about Brock Purdy, Aaron Rodgers. Because it always goes back to the quarterback duel, even though they don't play each other when they're on the field. But I'm looking at this quarterback ranking. Mike Sando does it every single year, does a hell of a job for The Athletic, and they do these tier system. So you're either tier one, and in this case, tier one this season is Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen. And Brock Purdy's in tier two. And these are the lists of quarterbacks ahead of him. And I'm going to name them, and I want to discuss it afterwards. Number four, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
And this is tier two. Number five, Matt Stafford. Number five, it's a tie. So
a guy with two MVPs is in front of him, and a guy with a Super Bowl ring and a 10-year career.
And this is going to be the one, okay, I think triggers some Niner fans.
Yeah, give it to me.
Because Matt Stafford and Herbert are tied, and this is from
Herbert.
League execs.
Wow.
Vote on this, Joe Shasky. Okay. Yes. So Stafford and Herbert are tied for fifth. Then you got Aaron Rodgers, obviously multi-time MVP.
He's one of the greatest players ever.
C.J. Stroud, number eight. I can see the projection.
Do you know how many touchdowns CJ threw last year?
How many?
23.
How many did he run for?
I'm just saying, yeah. He threw for 23. It's just a stat. It's a fact.
He missed some games. Dak Prescott, number nine. Interesting.
Dak's had some really good regular seasons.
He has. He was also second team all pro last year, and I think if I was Brock Purdy, I'd be a little upset about that. But that's Brock Purdy. He probably doesn't even care because he's just wired like that. Jared Goff, number 10. Jalen Hurts, number 11. Brock Purdy, number 12 overall. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that Herbert's too high. I think that Jared Goff is too high. And I think that Purdy's a little too low. Like, to me, Purdy, depending on what day it is, he's anywhere from like 3 through like 8-9.
Wow.
That's what he is.
3.
I do. On a given day. Just like on a given day, Josh Allen could be number one overall. Just like on a given day, Lamar Jackson could be number one overall. Mm-hmm. Just like on a given day, I could see Matt Stafford being number one overall.
On a given day, if it's anyone other than Patrick Mahomes at number one overall, people are smoking crack. He has earned that. Like,
well,
I don't
okay,
care.
That, okay, yes. But he's in his own category.
That's what I'm
saying. I agree with you. You're right. You know what? Let me walk it back. Two. All
yes,
those guys I said,
yes.
Just two. Because Mahomes is in a class all himself. That's
yes.
Okay. Because like Joe Burrow as an excellent player, I love him. He's never healthy.
But if you're doing this exercise, and I do think it's interesting.
Health matters.
888-957-9570. Like, you're still, are you taking Lamar Jackson over him?
No, for what the Niners do, I'm taking Brock Purdy.
I think that's a hot take.
In a vacuum, if I was starting a franchise from scratch, I would take Lamar. Because I know we can build everything around him. Given what the Niners are doing and the way that they're playing, like, the way they want to play football is the way Brock Purdy plays football.
Are we ever going to escape that, though, with Brock? Like, can Brock ever escape the system? Is that ever, like, how long do we just have to keep saying, well, within this system, I'm taking Brock Purdy? Like, sooner or later, the quarterback himself has to be able to break through that.
Would
that
Tom Brady have been like Tom
narrative.
Brady in Detroit?
I don't know. Like that's
No, he wouldn't have been.
Well, that's a hypothetical that I can never answer because he was always a New England
Patriot.
But that's
why we do these, and I get why we do them, but we do these exercises.
But I saw Tom Brady do multiple systems.
So here's an example.
Like, that's the thing, though.
We're now here.
Like,
we're now here.
Bill O'Brien, Josh McDaniels, whoever, Charlie Weiss, right? Like,
so we were going to do something later on in the week. The quintessential Yankee. We were talking about Aaron Judge.
God,
when I think of like
phenomenal.
The quintessential New York Yankee in my mind, okay? When I think about it, I close my eyes. Big bopper who's larger than life and hits massive home runs and has an unbelievable ear-to-ear smile. Almost feels like a cartoon how big and strong he is.
Yeah.
He is the quintessential Yankee. Now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to go quintessential quarterback of the Kyle Shanahan offense, okay? I wouldn't go height or weight or speed. I would go super smart, deadly accurate, as sharp and as quick when it comes to the release of the football as anyone out there, hits the intermediate throw and will go for the jugular when needed downfield, and is willing to put himself second, third, fourth on the checklist because this is a run-first system. The quintessential quarterback in the Kyle Shanahan offense is Brock Purdy. He is built to play this brand of football. Why are we looking for anything else? He's better at doing this than even Matt Ryan was.
Ooh. I'm not a system player. I am a system.
Matt Ryan won the MVP, though, Joe Shasky.
Brock didn't do that. Matt Ryan can't do the stretch stuff with the legs and make the secondary plays.
Matt Ryan had a 28-3 lead. I mean, he was kind of like, I can't. Matt Ryan's a borderline Hall of Famer. Like, can Brock get there first? Like,
Brock has now had two great seasons with Kyle.
Yes.
Matt had one.
Okay. But Matt also had a multitude of different offensive coordinators
throughout
his tenure.
They both lost in the Super Bowl.
Like, I really, really like Brock Purdy with Kyle Shanahan. But sooner or later, like, you have to be good enough to break through that system quarterback talk. And I don't know. And it's unfair because he's only known Kyle Shanahan as
well.
What
system does, like, for example, like Lamar Jackson, like, if I ask.
He is the system. Lamar does. He's the system.
No, because they adjust what they do, right? Like, the way that they're running offense with
Flacco. That's exactly right. They adjust to him. You have to adjust to Shanahan's scheme.
If Mike McCarthy had Lamar Jackson.
The other way around. Like, no. They adjust to his skill sets. Like,
I think it goes
Shanahan. Shanahan, it's my way or the highway with him. And yes, he's adjusted a little bit, but I think it's always going to be his say. Like, do I ever envision a Brock Purdy and Shanahan relationship like I saw in Tampa with Tom Brady and Bruce Arians when they have that level of dialogue? I'm not sure.
Well, 10 years from now, he might change personalities and he might have earned more trust. Like, they both might be in different spots. Like, I don't think Andy Reid would be as flexible today, as he's as flexible today that he wasn't 15 years ago. I think he was more rigid, right? Depending on who he was. And I look at, like, Bill Walsh and the way he coached. It evolved over time. Guys change. Look, no one is saying that Purdy's the greatest quarterback ever. But what I'm saying is he is the quintessential Kyle Shanahan offense quarterback. Close your eyes, deadly accurate, can hit the intermediate layer throws, will go for the jugular, will check down, will check into a run, okay? Work perfectly off the play action, brilliant in the pocket, just makes things happen, you know, extremely efficient in the red zone, doesn't turn the ball over. Those are all the things, check, quintessential Kyle Shanahan quarterback.
The only thing I will give you on this, too, because we were comparing, like, the best quarterbacks, and I'd still probably take Matt Ryan, but that's just a totality of his career overall than Brock Purdy, and that's not what you're talking about. You're just talking about the quintessential X's and O's. And the running ability, I think, is a huge part of this, too, because Matt Ryan was not mobile. C.J. Beathard was not mobile. Nick Mullins is not mobile. You can go, Johnny Manziel has a little mobility.
A little wiggle.
Brian Hoyer, And then, obviously, Trey Lance had some, but, like, the mobility just wasn't what you needed within that offense. Like, Purdy has that. He has that escapability factor that we saw against the Raiders last Friday night. Sooner or later, I don't know how you can break through that narrative. I keep talking about it because I do think it's a little unfair to Brock because he's only known this system. Can he break through from being just a system quarterback under Kyle Shanahan? A Super Bowl probably would have done that. Right? Like, you win a Super Bowl, like, what do you say?
No, there'd still be haters.
You're a system Super Bowl winner? Is that what you're going to say? Like, so that probably is the only thing that can shut people up, which is stupid. I get it. He was an MVP candidate last year. I just think the way Kyle Shanahan still operates, and it's been elite at a very elite level, he is partially why Brock Purdy does not get the respect that he deserves, probably.
Do we think that Kyle Shanahan knows football?
Yes.
All right. What about Tom Brady?
Yes.
All right. And Troy Aikman?
Decent career.
All right. The guys that know football, that played it at the highest of high levels, think he's really good. Brock Purdy. So I agree with them. I think that he's really, 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 really good. I don't think he's the best player in the league at the position.
So number 12 is fine then. That means you're really good.
I think it's a little low. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think it's a little low. I think they've put others a little high. I think he's better than Jared Goff, for example. I'm just using that one example. I think he's higher than that on the list. And I think in part because people think so highly of Kyle Shanahan that they devalue Brock Purdy. It's the same thing I saw with Joe Montana.
Again, we're talking about the Mike Sando article at The Athletic. If you don't know what we're talking about, quarterback tier system right now. There's multiple tiers, and tier one is just three quarterbacks, Burrow, Mahomes, not in that order, but Mahomes, Burrow, and Josh Allen. And then tier two, you got 14 quarterbacks, I should say, because Jordan Love and Kirk Cousins are also on that list. But here's what was said within this little blurb about Brock Purdy. This is what a head coach said. When they have to move the ball via drop back pass, there has been a difference between him and Jimmy. Purdy has done it, and he's done it in moments where he had to pull the ball down against Detroit and go get a first down with his legs. He has an innate feel. He has proven, even when it's not going well, he's a quarter away from clicking in, and you'd better have a lead when he does. Here's what another defensive coordinator this time said. The system really helps, but he maximizes it. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, okay.
That's what a lot of people feel. Like, the system. How does West Oakland Sam feel about the system quarterback that is Brock Purdy?
Ridiculous.
What's going on, Sam? You're almost Spadoni and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, fellas? I love my system quarterback. My system quarterback is amazing. And he plays well within our system perfectly. What's really interesting with, like, a lot of my friends is, like, they always talk about, oh, the talent around Brock Purdy. I mean, like, what quarterback didn't have the talent? But one thing that I noticed in Brock's mechanics, like, tell me if you guys noticed this. His gunslinger mentality is really interesting. He does these little passes where it almost looks like he's not following through and like, he'll drop his head.
Yes.
And, like, not follow through. It's really interesting. I've never really seen it where it's, like, he knows where it's going, but it's almost like a no look. And it's, like, amazing. Like, I love it's really, like, tricky because it might go, like, a different way, but he never misses when he does that.
Well,
you guys notice that?
One sec, I'll let you finish. It's like he's off the back foot, and as he's throwing, he's almost protecting his body so he doesn't take this, like, crazy shoulder head blow. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Thanks, Sam. We were up against it. No, I know what he's talking about, too. Like,
it's got, like, a baseball feel, like, when you're in the hole.
The Staffords do it. Mahomes does it.
It's
Allen
like a Chapman on the run throw.
Correct. Like,
it's again, hard to describe.
Again, Brock, you know, growing up, his dad was a minor league baseball player. Like, he knows, like, I'm sure he's just taught at a very young age how to throw the ball, all that sort of stuff, and that sort of muscle memory. And here, guys like Tom Brady, who's obviously drafted by the Montreal Expos, like, you have that feel as a quarterback and being a multi-sport athlete, it pays off. Mahomes, again, another guy. Russell Wilson, another guy. Like, you have that quality, it just shows up, and you can fit your arm and arm angles into positions that normal guys that you see just don't do, that weren't dual sport athletes. All right, we're up against it. We're gonna take a quick break. I'm enjoying this conversation. Brock Purdy ranked the 12th best quarterback by Mike Sando. 12th best. Now, Sando is a compilation of coordinators, head coaches, execs. You buying that, 49ers fans? Brock Purdy, the 12th best quarterback, 888-957-9570. Let's get into that. And that's what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see, can't change me, because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
I love Oreo Cookie. I'm not going to tell him to beat it, all right? Don't save that. Spadoni and for Bonte Hill alongside Joe Shasky. Carter doing a hell of a job back there just staring at me with his Golden State Warriors hat on. Don't talk much Warriors then. It's all right. Because it's not basketball time. You know why? I'm not talking about Lauri Markkanen. I'm not talking about, you know, and I love the Olympics. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about football. I'm talking about a sport that everyone loves, that we can all come together and enjoy. 2 weeks from today, Niners, Jets. We had college football over the weekend, Joe Shasky. We're excited. And nothing gets people fired up more than quarterback talk. And Mike Sando's list, his tier list, every year comes out. Tier one this year, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen. Yeah, it's fine. Although Josh Allen, I'm just not a Josh Allen guy. You know that. I'm just not.
I love him.
My take last year is I'd rather have Brock Purdy as the 49ers quarterback than Josh Allen, and people thought it was a hot take. It's like, no, I don't. I think Josh Allen would infuriate Kyle Shanahan at times. But that I'll leave that there. If you want to push back, that's fine. Tier two, though, is what we're talking about. As I pull up my cellular device, because I don't like logging into The Athletic via desktop, this is what we got as far as the tiers go. Tier two, Lamar, Stafford, Herbert, Rodgers, Stroud, Prescott, Goff, Hurts, and Brock Purdy. You got a problem with that, 49ers fans? Brock Purdy's not a top 10 quarterback, according to the list, I should say. Hurts over him? Okay. He had a bad year last year for his standards. He was hurt.
Yeah.
No pun intended there. But you know what? I'm okay with that. Goff, I kind of have a problem with that one. I do. Dak Prescott, he was second team all pro last year, but again, I thought Purdy should have been second team all pro. CJ Stroud, that's a guy, as a rookie, you could have legitimate MVP conversations about a lot of times last year. He was that good. He was efficient. He wasn't turning the ball over. I know you said the 23 touchdown passes. He got hurt, which I think derailed him a little bit. But again, I'm not mad at that one. Aaron Rodgers, he's Aaron Rodgers. Herbert's the one for me. What has this guy done? He's top fifth? Fifth? At least Stafford's won a ring.
When Purdy last year was ranked as low as he was, I think a lot of people were like, do it again.
That's exactly what it was, because right. We hadn't seen a full season of him. I think a lot of people were like, okay,
which
that's fine.
And he was coming off an elbow surgery, which I was skeptical.
Yes.
Like, I'll be 100% candid. I didn't see this coming from Purdy. But at some point, you got to tap in and or tap out, if you will, and just give in to the fact that he's really good. You know, and I think that Purdy's really good. I think that the evidence is pretty deep. That doesn't mean he can't fall off a cliff. Russell Wilson had like 8 great years and then fell off a cliff. Apparently, right? That happens.
He's going to be the starter, I guess, week one in Pittsburgh. Yikes.
Cam Newton had an MVP season and had monster years and then fell off a cliff. So this does happen to guys in sports. I'm just talking about right now. And right now, Purdy's really, really, really good. I don't think he's one of the top 3 or 4 players week in, week out. But I definitely don't think he's 12 week in, week out. It's about right. I mean, he's probably closer to 8, 7, 6, you know, somewhere in that range. Goff is the one for me that really bugs me, because I just think that right now that I just watched Jared Goff fold in the second half of that game, even though, you know, a couple receivers need to make some plays. And I watched Brock Purdy elevate his game in that third quarter, and I saw him do it in the Super Bowl. He played a better Super Bowl game than Goff has, period.
No, I would agree with that. And again, Brock Purdy wasn't the reason they lost the Super Bowl, but he wasn't going to be the reason, in my opinion, that they won it. I think it was an okay performance from Brock Purdy, and he needed to be great to be Patrick Mahomes, and they just wasn't good enough. But you know what? I'm not going to sit here and nitpick losing to Patrick Mahomes, because he's just that's like losing to Tom Brady. Like, it's just, it happens. Like, it sucks. You know, Kurt Warner's a Hall of Famer. He lost to Tom Brady, too. Like,
it's true.
So, Will and Marin wants to weigh in on this Brock Purdy top 10 quarterback conversation talk. Will, what's going on, man? You're almost Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, real quick, I just want to say that I hate the word system, because in the NFL, everybody has a different scheme and a different system, and literally at the draft, that's what scouts do. They're scouting players that are going to fit their system and their scheme. So I just hate how that's just so
totally
huge.
Agree.
Just so loose. It's stupid. It's like, think about it. Like, if you had a West Coast, a power running team, like, are you really going to get a pocket passer? Probably not. You're going to get a guy that can do bootlegs and stuff like that. All of Brock Purdy, he can do everything. So I think personally, so here's the thing. People are probably going to rip me for this, but I don't care. I'm a Ravens fan, massive Ravens fan. Brock Purdy is better than Lamar Jackson. If you want to talk about a system quarterback, I have one. Literally, the Ravens changed their entire scheme when they got Jackson, because they knew that he wasn't a pass throw first. Brock Purdy stepped into this system and took it by the reins and just like dominated. They didn't switch anything up for him. He had to learn it, and he had to come through, and he had to do it. Dude, I wish there are points in time where I'm watching Ravens games and I'll flip to an SF game during a commercial, and I'll wish that I had Brock Purdy. I'll see some of the throws that he makes. I go, damn, dude, I wish Purdy would have been in that play. He would have thrown a dime. Like, I don't see what people don't see.
Well,
like, even the caller that said he was a system quarterback.
Well, real quick, I don't mean to cut you off. No, you're on fire. I don't mean to cut you off, but what did you feel? Did you feel that way on Christmas Day, on Christmas night, when those quarterbacks were playing against each other?
I mean, that's different because you were like at that point in that game, and I'm not trying to play devil's advocate there. The defenses really took it over, and then what happened was is the Ravens were just better at capitalizing at the mistakes. The Ravens made mistakes too. The Ravens just capitalized on their mistakes better. That's all that was. That was a heavyweight fight, and pretty much someone got caught with their guard down. Like, I don't expect
and they
it
fell
to go
behind.
That heavyweight. If they play ten times. They'd probably go 5-5. That's my honest opinion. Mahomes,
interesting.
He's the outlier. That's Brady.
Yeah.
Like Brady beats everybody whenever he went to the Bucs and was just like, "Yo, you guys ready to do this?" And he did it. Like, so it's just you can't really compare to Brady either. I mean, he's the best football player that probably ever played football. And if you want to talk about a system, Bill Belichick, he fit right
exactly.
into that system, and he dominated.
Exactly.
And of course, he flourished through it. Yes, he got better as he went on, and he matured as a player, and he did it by himself and proved it. But hey, to say that Bill Belichick did not have anything to do with the best player in football is an absolute disrespectful take. And here's the thing: to say that Brock Purdy isn't a top five talent is disrespectful as heck.
Ooh,
and that's
totally
all I'm going to say, guys. Thank you.
Well, and this thing that like he's
top five, I don't think it's disrespectful to say Brock Purdy is not a top five quarterback. Talent,
he's
again.
That's a player.
That's a subjective thing, though, too. Like talent wise, like what do you want? Do you want the big arm? Do you want the Lamar Jackson stuff? Do you want the Patrick Mahomes behind the back? Like, what do you want there? But his talents aren't something that are, you know, it's not sexy. It's like, oh, the cerebralness of him. Like, I get it.
It's
like,
got a lot of Montana vibes.
Yes.
And no one's saying he is Montana.
No.
But here's the other thing. Like, I find it so funny. It's like, he's got to have all these elite players around him. You show me the greatest quarterbacks who ever played, and I'll show you a litany of all-world players who played with them. Rob Gronkowski with Tom Brady. Is he the greatest? Before Kelce, was he the greatest tight end?
I still think he's the greatest overall
okay.
tight end because Kelce's just not. Gronk would smother people in the
all
run
right.
game.
And like,
smother them.
I totally agree.
You would not cover him in the end zone. Gronk is still the greatest tight end in the history, in my opinion.
All right, okay. Joe Montana. And people will say, well, you know, that first Super Bowl, they had Freddie Solomon. Now, Freddie Solomon's not a name that people are going to remember nowadays. He played on some of the worst Niner teams of the 70s and was an absolute standout. He was the only guy from the old Joe Thomas era that actually carried over and was still good. Mm. All right? Dwight Clark, I know his career, we look back at the numbers and they don't look right. Given the time of how few we threw back then, his numbers were unbelievable. Yeah. All right? And obviously we know what he did with Jerry Rice and Roger Craig and all that. And he gets credit for being a part of that. In the same way, Brady gets credit for the emergence of an Edelman or a Wes Welker. We also found out those guys were pretty badass players.
Yeah.
Great players.
Wes Welker, bro, I was looking at stats last week. He's borderline Hall of Famer.
He's ridiculous.
He's so good.
Okay, let's Kurt Warner. I don't know. The greatest show on turf? Marshall Faulk, one of the greatest weapons that ever played. All right? And Isaac Bruce, before anyone even quarterbacked that team, Isaac Bruce was awesome coming out of Memphis State mm-hmm. on horrific Rams teams. Torrey Holt, who you referenced, amazing, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I look at, it's like, Mahomes. Mahomes is amazing. But that first Super Bowl, Kelce, we now know is one of the greatest tight ends ever. Tyreek Hill. Voted the number one player in the league after leaving,
which is a farce.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't mean that Mahomes isn't awesome. He's awesome. Terry Bradshaw. He had two Hall of Fame wide receivers and a Hall of Fame running back.
I do think
I'm not
yes.
saying that they're not good, but I'm just saying like we act like you don't want weapons. Troy Aikman had I don't know the triplets. All right, Alvin Harper. He was really good. People forget Alvin Harper. They had Michael Irvin, Jay Novacek, Moose Johnson, and Emmitt Smith with the greatest offensive line this side of the Hogs.
I do think we elevate guys though even more when they have that lack of weaponry around them, and I get it. Last year, and I don't want to compare him to this guy, but that's why what Mahomes was able to do last year with Travis Kelce, who did not have his greatest season as his number one target.
No doubt.
And you had, you know, Rashee Rice, a rookie who's ended up being pretty good.
Yeah.
But he was a rookie. Like, no one knew who he was.
He crushed the Niners.
But their
defense is really good.
Isaiah Pacheco, a seventh round pick out of Rutgers.
He's like, better than a seventh rounder.
I know, but like.
He's really good too.
He is. But that was who they were throwing at. Marcus Valdes-Scantling.
Yeah,
like,
MVS might also be the best player ever.
Ever.
Right? Like, we don't know.
But that's why we're elevating that performance last year because he was down so much. So there is going to be a point when he gets paid, Joe Shasky, Brock Purdy, that we'll have this conversation again, I'm sure. Be like, okay, now, Brock, you're not going to have some of these guys. You know, now you have Ricky Pearsall potentially as being kind of your number one guy. Let's see how you can build him up, right? Because that's what the greats are able to do. They build up some of these no-names. Like Dallas Clark and Peyton Manning, right? You think of
Reggie Wayne was a first rounder.
He was, but I mean,
Edgar James was a first rounder.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying the guys that like no one had heard of prior to.
No doubt. The Joseph Addais.
Correct.
Correct. Even though he was good at LSU. Like, I get your point.
Name all the running backs that Tom Brady had that benefited from Tom Brady.
Well, he did have Corey Dillon early on, who was
early on.
He was sweet.
Have Lo Neal talk about Corey Dillon.
I love Corey Dillon.
He had the potential to be the greatest running back of all time.
I thought he was.
At the time.
Yes.
Oh, God, with the Bengals, too. So sick. But you look at those teams, right? Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Jonas. I just love that name.
Yeah, but
Jonas
Gray. Number ones.
Jonas Gray. You know, James White.
I know.
James White was the number one there. We don't look at James White as a number one running back.
No,
but that
we
was
don't.
Because the quarterback elevated that stuff. So I do think that's what people are waiting for. But again, to your point, the guys had one full season as an NFL starting quarterback, and he had a half of another one.
And we're destroying the weapons around him.
And we're just, and this is what we're
doing. It's because of
Debo. It's just what we're at in society where we have to do these things. But it's a fun conversation because I look at guys like Justin Herbert being there at number five, who hasn't accomplished a damn thing.
And he had Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler,
Mike Williams.
And Mike Williams. They had talent. I like Herbert. I think we're a little harsh on him not winning because I didn't think Staley was a great head coach. And
no.
Anthony Lynn before him wasn't a great head coach.
But I do think he gets elevated so much and he's always in our face about this guy and that guy.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't even beat Mahomes, bro.
No, I know. I think the exercise we're doing is an interesting one because everybody keeps saying that, like, Brock Purdy can't win without all pros around him. Yeah, no one can. Like, even Dan Marino was throwing to the Mark Clayton and Mark Duper. Yeah. Oh, well, what about Joe Theismann? Was throwing to Gary Clark and Art Monk. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know. Go look into the record books. Some of the greatest wide receivers of all time throughout the 80s. So I can do this exercise over and over. Phil Sims was throwing to Mark Bavaro, who was a badass.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And they had Otis Anderson at running back, who's one of the greatest running backs of the 80s that we don't talk about.
I mean, Nick Foles, right? Who was it? Alshon Jeffrey? Guy was sick. I don't think you're going to look back and say, oh, Alshon. No, Alshon Jeffrey, look, in the clutch in those runs, hell, if he just catches the ball against the Saints the year after,
yes.
I think the Eagles might go back-to-back.
Yes.
Like, that's how good that run was for them. And I know we make fun of him. Who's my guy? Nelson Aguilar. He was insane in that Super Bowl. You laugh.
I know.
He was good in the Super Bowl for the Eagles. He was actually a pretty good Raider, too.
This isn't even on purpose. So this is the funny thing. People are like, well, I want to see him do it. They basically want to see him do it with a bunch of undrafted players.
Yes.
And without Shanahan. And be down 30-0 at halftime.
Yes.
And throw from behind every week.
That's when I believed
it's
in Brock
absurd.
Purdy.
It's absurd. And so, like, I find the exercise to be, like, crazy.
888-957-9570. The latest quarterback rankings, tiers, I should say, per Mike Sando. They have Brock Purdy outside of the top 10. Got names like Herbert in there. CJ Stroud, is that too soon for him? Dak Prescott and Jared Goff rounding out the top 10 there. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 888-957-9570. Just want to mention that football season is upon us, ladies and gentlemen, which means it's time for another Red and Gold Summit. Join us Wednesday, September 4th at Fremont Bank in Fremont. The address is 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs will start things off from 2 to 4. The rest of the hosts will join from 4 to 6 to talk about the biggest storylines surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. I think this Brock Purdy storyline will be the biggest. You can come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come, first serve.
You know, one thing that I want to get to here is, like, you're saying, well, when Purdy gets, this is an argument I hear a lot of, when Purdy gets paid, then we'll see what he's really like. No, then we'll get an opportunity to see if this organization can find talent, you know, in later rounds that make significantly less, like they've done it before, to build it up to where it is now. Can they continue to find talent? After 20 years, we looked at the Belichick thing. We're like, hey, he just can't draft offense. It wasn't because Brady sucked. Looking back on it now, isn't it like, well, I mean, just Belichick stopped developing people.
I mean, it helped that they hit on Gronk. That lasted a long time.
That's a fact.
I know what happened.
He goes to Tampa Bay, right? And they have Mike Evans, who's a Hall of Famer. And it's like, wow, Brady still got it, you know?
And Antonio Brown was unbelievable. You look back at that Bucs team. No, seriously. Look back on that Tampa Bay Bucs offense.
Antonio Brown might be
one of the greatest Super Bowl offenses ever when it's all said and done.
I think, did Gronk score a touchdown on the first drive?
Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, all Hall of Famers.
And Godwin.
Chris Godwin.
Who's pretty good.
Who's pretty damn good when healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you got Leonard Fournette, who you got Rojo there too. You got a lot of people. I don't think Rashad right there that season? Maybe he wasn't. But yeah, come on. It was unbelievable.
Their
offensive line was stacked. Tristan Wirfs.
No doubt. But like, so I'm going back. So, okay, let's say Purdy gets paid, you know, $60 million, and they got to cut. Just hypothetically, they got to cut everybody. And the Niners keep drafting a bunch of A.J. Jenkins. That's on Purdy?
Yikes.
Or that's on the organization? Oh, he's got to make it work with A.J. Jenkins. Nobody's going to make it work with an A.J. Jenkins.
That's when it starts to get, you know, do you keep the quarterback or do you keep the head coach in that situation? That's when start.
No doubt. That's a different conversation from is he any good?
Correct. That's what Philadelphia is talking about right now. Sirianni and Hurts, stuff like that. That's what was that? The conversation with Joe Flacco and John Harbaugh, right?
Yeah.
Like you pay this guy and now you're not hitting all the talent's not there. Oh, but all of a sudden you hit on Lamar Jackson. Let's see what the kid's got. You start winning the game. So it does start. This is a huge season for Brock Purdy.
You think Dak Prescott wants to play without CeeDee Lamb?
No.
Right?
Who the hell is their number two? Michael Gallup retired.
I have no idea.
He was a Raider for a second, then left.
Ferguson, the tight end. I mean, I drafted Zeke Elliott in fantasy just because I go, you know what? Who knows? I got him like 11th, 12th round.
Dude, he's like 50 years old.
You know what, though? Maybe he can score me a touchdown.
Oh, my God.
But again, my point being is like, if let's say Jerry doesn't sign CeeDee Lamb, is that an indictment on Dak? What, like, come week two when they can't move the ball? Oh, he just can't get it done with a bunch of numbers. He's missing his old world wide receiver.
If I'm Dak, I do not sign this. I don't sign with the Cowboys. I wait out this year because if you're looking at the draft next year, who's it? Cam Ward, if he does anything. Shedeur Sanders. Like, he's going to get paid. Someone on a team, like the Raiders, is going to be desperate and will overpay just for according to this tier, a top 10 kind of quarterback. Those are some fall off of trees. So if I'm Dak, I'm betting on myself this year, and I'm cashing out in a major way next year. And if it's the Cowboys, sure. And I do get there's a lot of more cachet, being the Cowboys quarterback.
Of course.
All the commercials. What is he? Oikos.
Same thing with the Niners.
Campbells. Yeah, exactly.
To a lesser degree than the Cowboys
are, but
still very, very popular.
Correct. So there is a part of that as well. But yeah, if I'm Dak and I'm looking at this season, it's like, you guys aren't going to help me out. Like, I'm leaving. Like, because you guys didn't put me in a position to succeed this year. So why am I going to help you guys out?
I just think that the
Mike McCarthy, by the way, dead man walking after this year. He's done. He's done. Right?
Well, we'll see.
There's NFL storylines we want to get to at some point this week, too, and that's definitely one of them.
Well, the thing that I keep coming back to regarding the Niners and Purdy is that I do see a lot of rhetoric online and just in different areas that is not reflective of real life. You know what most Niner fans that go to games that I interact with, they're like, man, Purdy's pretty good. He's pretty good. Is he the greatest quarterback I've ever seen? No. Like, you know, but he's pretty freaking good.
Social media.
And he fits what the Niners do really, really, really well.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to find quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Don't know if you know this, but the same guy who found Purdy also traded 3 picks for a guy who looks like he can't play in the NFL. So it's difficult, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I just think most Niner fans are pretty reasonable about this. And I think that this, he sucks or he's the greatest player ever dialogue is not accurate to real football conversations that are had in the real world.
George Kittle joined you guys last week. It was a fantastic interview. You guys had Baldy in the studio for 4 hours. Love Brian Baldinger. That was courtesy of the River Islands guest line. George Kittle, here's what he had to say when he joined you guys last week on what we don't see from Brock Purdy that makes him so special.
What you guys don't get to see is one thing I've always talked about that, like, I think is what elevates, like, just something that elevates quarterbacks or different quarterbacks is when you step in the huddle and, like, your voice and your presence gets the attention of all 10 other guys in the huddle. Because, like, I've been in a lot of huddles my entire career, and, like, while I love all the quarterbacks that I played with, some of them are just, like, they've got it, whatever that is. And he steps in the huddle and all 10 eyes are on him. Everybody's looking at him. And, like, just his confidence that he speaks these plays with, how his understanding of the offense, like, he gets it all, like, just in those 5 to 10 seconds that you're in this huddle. And just, like, I don't know if it's inspiring, but I think it's more of a his confidence makes everybody else in the huddle more confident in themselves. And when you're in a huddle with Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel and you're making them more confident than they already are, holy cow, that's wow. Like that is something that is very, very good for the 49ers.
And something you touched there at the end where the confidence level. And Brock talked about it in the inverse last year. He said that seeing and having Deebo in that huddle gives him confidence. So that it feeds off of each other here. And when it feeds off of your quarterback, that's huge.
Players know.
Players know. All, not just players, all pros.
Yeah.
That's what he just mentioned. He just mentioned Trent Williams, all pro, Hall of Famer. Deebo Samuel, all pro player. George Kittle, talking about him, all pro, Hall of Fame player. Like, that matters. And now, I want to back up a little bit because I feel like they had the faith in Jimmy Garoppolo. I feel like I've heard that in the past. George's like, oh, we love when Jimmy's there. We feel great when Jimmy's our quarterback. But to that level, I don't think we've heard that from Kittle.
Maybe I'm misremembering. I don't remember all the locker room love, like the pictures. I see a lot of pictures and a lot of videos, and maybe it's the access has just gotten even better the last couple of years. But I feel like the CMC, Deebo, Kittle, Trent, that crew, the way that
Bosa,
they hover, yeah, Bosa, the way they hover around Purdy, he really feels like one of the guys. Not that Jimmy did. I just don't remember them all hanging out as much as they did. That doesn't mean anything, but when you're really good and you're doing that tells me that everybody's on the same page.
Well, also, Jimmy reportedly, and this is Mike Silver, San Francisco Chronicle, covers the team. He ghosts the team in the summer. He ghosts Shanahan. Like, he goes off the grid, which I get. Like, some people need that. Like, I understand it. But there has to be a level of camaraderie. Like, I remember, we keep talking about these players because, you know what, we think that highly of this team and what the potential is. Like, but Tom Brady, man, the Tom versus Time, I think it was like on Facebook Watch or whatever. Like,
where he kissed his kid very long and everyone made a big deal about it.
But I'm not
going to
get into that. But
it was a little weird.
It's very weird. I'm all about affection. I'm a very affectionate guy, but certain ages, the cheek kissing, stuff like that. But we're not going to talk about that. I'm talking about when he was in Montana, right? He was out with the TB12 method guy. Who's my guy? His Guerrero or whatever is his guru. His nutritionist guy.
Who was banned from the Patriots.
Yes. And then, you know, he had his place in Montana. He had Danny Amendola up there. He had Julian Edelman up there. He had all these guys up there hanging out. Like, that's what I get, I feel like, from Brock Purdy. I feel like he goes out there, goes to a farm wherever he lives, or Arizona. Like, I can see him getting with the boys and, like, running some routes and stuff. I never got that with Jimmy. I never did. I want to hit some of these calls, Joe Shasky, because they're waiting at 888-957-9570. Let's go to our guy, Oreo Cookie, out in Oakland. I can go for one of those right now on a Monday morning. What's going on, Oreo? You're almost Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Monday. Let's get it. The differences that I see with Purdy is from the shoulders up, man. He's very cerebral. He's smart. He has to analyze everything within seconds. And I think that's what separates him from the other guys. Let's not compare him to the greatest ones, Montana and Brady. But what they do have in common is that they have the wits about it and able to do it within seconds and make the right decisions.
That's Oreo Cookie. You know what? He stayed strong. That call stayed up. And I appreciate Oreo Cookie. Oreo Cookie's a real one. When you have your own rejoin, and by the way, I mean, Oreo Cookie has a rejoin. If you want to hit us up with your own rejoin for the morning roast and also the pregame show, you can slide into our DMs on Instagram or, 95.7 The Game. Why not? Just record it on your phone. We screenshot it, we upload it, and there you go. Be a part of our show, Joe Shasky. All right?
Hit us up. let's do it.
I love how you guys' show is just so involved. And obviously I'm a part of it. I'm behind the scenes and stuff like that. But, like, you don't hear rejoins like that anywhere else.
No.
I listen to, like you, we consume so much damn sports talk radio.
It's pretty
in the
sick.
Bay Area, nationally and stuff like that. I don't hear any other rejoins other than, like, guests. But we have callers here. That's the roasters, man. You guys are different than everyone else, than the Steinian and Gurus, than the Willard and Dibbers, than the pre-gamers. There is something special about the roasters, and I'm going to go to another one that's special here. Let's go out to Nick out in Berserkly. What's going on, Nick? You're on with Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, guys. Hey, man, so check it out. It dawned on me. I'm like, man, we are teetering on the verge of losing 4 Super Bowls in a row if we don't win, man. And, you know, like, it just dawned on me. And I don't want to be on the inside of history. I mean, you know, the Bills losing four in a row, that was an awesome team. It's like a weird status of the thing. But, man, we can't have four losses in a bowl in a row. Because that would make it, you know, we should have, like, eight by now almost, man. That'd be crazy, right? And I'm just like, man, you know, think about with Purdy and Jimmy G, it's the progression leads, and that's how he breaks down each play. And, you know, he doesn't really get twinkle toes like Garoppolo, man. He kind of gets twinkle toes. But, you know, God bless him, you know, Jimmy G, man, he would at least, at the very least, he'd keep us on the edge of our seat, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you have any coffee and donuts, I'm using coffee and donuts to play at 4:30 in the morning, man.
Nick, you're breaking up there. I can barely hear what you're saying.
I heard coffee and donuts.
Yeah, I heard a Spadone and a coffee donut. I was like, I don't know, whatever you want, bro. That sounds great right now. I can go for like, I'm a big jelly donut guy. It's a rarity.
Jelly?
I like a jelly donut with a nice glass of whole milk, baby. That's what I like.
I went and worked out yesterday. I came back. Michelle, I had an entire thing of bagels sitting there waiting. I was like, God. I love bagels.
Some cream cheese.
Which I love whipped cream cheese.
Yeah, you think that's like good. It's like, oh, it's cheese. It's fine. No, it's like even worse. Like whipped cream cheese is just all fat.
Is
it? It's just all fat. You just look at it, like saturated on the trans fats, all of that.
Put a little avocado on there. I'm game.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I know.
I don't eat before 12 o'clock. I already told you this, dude. I'm intermittent fasting. Big into that. Not SOTAweightloss.com. Intermittent fasting. I do the 12 to 8 window. That's what I'm allowed to eat. That's what we do. All right. Beach season's winding down, but you know what? I was at the beach yesterday. It was beautiful. Alameda. It's nice. I was enjoying myself. I'm going to be out in Pinehurst this week.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
North Carolina. No, you're not going to be jealous when I tell you it's 94 degrees all weekend long with humidity.
On vacation, that's fine.
Is it?
Yes.
When I'm out on the golf course, I think we're playing like 36 holes one day.
I have to go to a wedding up in past Roseville, and it's going to be probably 100 plus in a suit.
They don't have the humidity, though. It's all right. You got the dry heat up there, right? All right.
In a suit, bro.
In a suit? Is it breathable? Cotton?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.